Hi, Bob Vila here, ready to help you out with my home improvement tip of the day.
If you heat your house with wood, you know how expensive buying firewood can be. Cutting, splitting, and drying a cord of wood adds so much to its price that if you're lucky enough to have the natural resources, the trees, it's well worth doing it yourself. You can rent a log splitter for just a few bucks, which goes a long way if you've got a lot of wood to split or you're sharing the rental with neighbors. If you're doing this every year, though, it might be worth shelling out a couple of grand for one you can use year-round at your leisure. The new flywheel-driven models have more power than you'd expect with just a small gas-powered motor, but once you get the hang of it, they can split a cord of wood in under an hour. Look for models with an electric start, heavy-duty wheels for getting it where you need it, and a table that diverts split wood out of your way while you're working. And don't forget ear and eye protection, gloves, long sleeves, and steel-toed boots just in case. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.